CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Well, I just cannot get over it, Mrs. Houston. 8 million people, is it, in New York? And I don't know a soul, and I run into somebody from home.
I know. When I saw you coming down Fifth Avenue, I thought, well, that can't be Mrs. Piper.
Yeah.
She sailed for Europe.
No, we sailed Friday. My husband has some very important business conferences at the main office here. This is so funny. I cannot get over running into you like this.
Well, I didn't plan to come to New York just now, but Edgar insisted. Goodness, what a stunning handbag. Perfect for traveling.
Isn't it? I got it yesterday. But it's so enormous, I keep bumping into everybody. It has all these different compartments with zippers for traveler's checks and passports. Well, I even got a special sort of billfold to keep my passport. My husband always thinks I lose everything. I had to trim the edges of the passport to make it fit in this so it would kind of fold easily. But here,
is nice to feel better knowing your passport is safe.
I think so.
But did you say you trimmed it? Well, just around the edges a little bit. Just cut it off a little with a scissors.
Why?
Well, I had a friend who crossed out her age on her passport. She was older than her husband.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I seem to recall the passport people were rather unpleasant about it.
Well, I didn't cross out anything. I don't see why they'd mind my just trimming it a little bit. I didn't cut off anything at all.
Oh, I'm sure there's nothing to worry about. I just meant maybe it would be better if you asked them to avoid trouble later. The government can sometimes be so fussy about little things.
Yes, and I certainly don't want any complications in Europe. Goodness, I wonder who I should call.
Why, the Immigration Bureau is right over there in the International Building.
Oh, well, as long as I'm in the neighborhood here exchanging my pink sweater. In fact, I think I'll just pop up there and ask if what I did was all right. Then why don't I meet you right afterwards for lunch?
Yes, search rats on 52nd Street.
Why didn't I ask?
Where's Betsy?
Oh, playing in Gramercy Park with some new friends. Goodness, you know, I cannot get over running into you in New York, Mrs. Houston. <You're
laughs> Education means a number of things, important things. The educated person has acquired the background against which he may lay new experiences. His day-to-day life is enriched by what he has learned. But there are other tangible rewards, dividends in dollars, for the person who has invested in further education. It's reliably estimated that a college graduate will average about $100,000 more income during his earning years than the high school graduate. The high school graduate will earn about $50,000 more than the eighth grade graduate. These are the figures, statistics based on the undeniable fact that a diploma opens occupational doors. Going back to school this fall could be an important step forward for many young people. If you're a teenager, you can make the smartest and surest investment of your life by going on to college. Check entrance requirements for the college of your choice. There's plenty of competition, so enroll as soon as you are eligible.
Excuse me, you have the correct time.
12:36.
Oh, thank you. I was supposed to meet a friend for lunch 20 minutes ago. I didn't realize I'd have to stand in line so long. I guess this is the time of the year when the Immigration Bureau is at its busiest.
Yes, I guess so.
Will what you have to do take very long?
I don't know. I'm applying for a passport, same as everybody else, I guess.
Oh, well, I have my passport. Actually, I just have to ask the man one little question. I mean, I don't have any papers to be stamped or anything. It'll only take me a second to ask him something. I said I'm meeting this friend for lunch, and she's already been waiting for me. What I mean is...
I know what you mean, lady, and I would like to let you ahead of me. But I'm due back at the office, and if I'm late, my boss won't like it. And if he doesn't like it, I'll get fired. And if I get fired, my wife won't like it.
No, I guess I didn't mean I wanted to get ahead of you in line. I only meant I just have to ask this one little question about my passport. I trimmed the edges of my passport a little bit too wide, so it would fit into a special billfold better. And this friend that I'm meeting seemed to feel that maybe I ought to mention it to the passport people before I leave the country, because she said that one time a friend...
Excuse me, what did you say?
I said she seemed to feel I ought to mention it because this friend...
No. What did you say you did to your passport?
Well, I just cut the edges off of it so it would fit in my billfold better.
Holy smoke.
I beg your pardon?
Here. You can get ahead of me in line. I don't want to miss this.
Well, what do you mean?
Next, please.
Go on. You can be ahead of me.
Oh, that's very nice of you, sir. Thank you very much.
Papers, please. Application, 2 photographs, and $10.
Oh, I've done all that, sir. I mean, I have my passport. Actually, I just want to ask you one little question. I bought this special billfold with a zipper part to keep my passport in because my husband always thinks I lose everything.
Yes.
Yes. Well, wouldn't you know, the passport wouldn't quite fit into it. You see here, it wouldn't close properly.
Yes. See that? So?
Yeah, so I took the scissors and just trimmed around the edges of the passport. Well, I didn't think anything of it, you know. But I met this friend who thought I ought to mention it to you because she had a friend who once had a little trouble over crossing out something. Well, I said I didn't think this was anything like that. But I was in the neighborhood. I had to exchange a pink sweater at Saks. And I said, well, I'll just pop in and ask you people if it's all right. So, is it all right?
No, madam. It is not all right. Step out of line, please, madam, and follow me.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Wigglefoot. I hope I haven't held up the meeting. I just took a minute to call my hotel and tell my wife I'd be tied up all afternoon with this conference. Guess she's still out shopping, shall I? I just sit here?
Any place. Sit right there, next to Mr. Grimaldi.
Yes.
I want you to know, Mr. Piper, that we have all canceled our other appointments for the entire afternoon, so we can personally acquaint you and Mr. Piper with our various contacts in Europe. I call this special staff conference because I feel it is of vital importance, since you will be traveling, Mr. Piper, as a subsidiary representative. Excuse me. Yes? You wish to speak to your wife, Mr. Piper?
Oh, no. That's not necessary. Just have your secretary say that I can't talk to her right now.
Miss Bellows, inform Mrs. Piper that Mr. Piper is tied up in conference. And Miss Bellows, no more calls.
Thank you, Mr. I'm sorry. I know my wife didn't realize.
Yes. Now, before we get down to business, gentlemen, I want to say that I'm having lunch sent in. Dinner, too, is necessary. With Mr. Piper sailing Friday, it is imperative that we acquaint him with every detail of his responsibilities. I trust I need not remind you, Mr. Piper, that everything you do will reflect not only on the company, but us. Not only on the company, but it will also reflect on us. Oh. Miss Bellows, I think I said no more calls. What? Mr. Piper is busy.
Oh, golly, is my wife again? I'm sorry.
Well, what is the message?
Yes.
I'll give it to you.
Oh, Mr. Wigglefoot, I'm sorry. Just say I'll meet her back at the hotel sometime this evening.
Oh, hold on, Miss Bellows. You'd better take this yourself, Piper. I can't understand the message. Your wife seems to be hysterical. Something about pink sweaters and passport.
Oh, here. Thank you, sir. I'm sorry. I won't be a minute. I'm sorry, gentlemen. I feel that... Hello? Look, honey, for Pete's sake, I'm right in the middle of a conference. There are 8 people here. Why do you insist on... Well... Honey, would you calm down? What the heck is the matter with you?
We'll wait for Mr. Piper before we continue.
Sweetheart, I cannot talk now. They're waiting for me. I told... You're where? What, Sam Hill, you're doing in the Immigration Bureau. Well, you've got your passport. Why would I want to take it away from you?
What seems to be the trouble, Piper?
Honey, for the love of Mike, will you get hold of yourself? Who is mad at you? Why should the Immigration Department be mad at you? They what?
I certainly hope, Piper, there's not going to be any unpleasantness with the authorities which will reflect on the company.
Oh, no, sir. My wife must have had a sunstroke or something. She's not making any sense at all. They want my wife to sign a paper saying she has no malicious intent to destroy government property or to overthrow the government. What the hell? My wife.
The conference is concluded until further notice.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. A disaster brings out the best in radio, When it's important to remain indoors during local disturbances, your radio station keeps you informed as to your safest course of action or inaction. During emergencies of national interest, your station's network fulfills the same function nationally. Together, the network local broadcast team serving you when you are tuned to a station affiliated with CBS Radio is your top combination for vital information fast. Radios in a few strategic points about the house make it possible for the community, nation, and world to follow you about your tasks without interrupting. A radio in your car makes it possible for you to take your community, nation, and world riding with you. A portable extends the line even further. And when you're tuned to a station affiliated with CBS Radio, you're not only getting the best local product on the air, you're also keeping up with the entertainment, news, and public affairs that deliver all you want and ought to hear. CBS Radio and its affiliated stations invite your continued interest and pledge to the service.
Oh, no, darling, darling, it's not sweet. Listen, don't worry. I came right over.
Mr. Piper?
Yes, and by golly, I want an explanation of what's going on around here. Scaring my wife half to death with some nonsense about destroying government property and heaven knows what else. If you people in the immigration department haven't anything better to do...
Sit down, please, Mr. Piper. We've been waiting for you.
Are you in charge around here?
No, but the chief was suddenly called to Washington. He will be back tomorrow and wishes to see both you and your wife at 10:30 in the morning. We understand, Mr. Piper, that you are the one who told your wife it was all right to alter, mutilate, or destroy government property.
I was... Has everybody suddenly gone stark, staring crazy?
Dear, it was yesterday, remember, when I asked you?
Asked me what?
About trimming the edges off my passport so it would fit better in the billfold. Yes, you did. That's what you said. Remember, I asked you if it was all right to do it. You were working on some reports for the office, and I asked you if you thought it was all right. And you said, yes, yes, sure, fine, go ahead, whatever you want to do. Now, don't look at me like that.
Mr. Piper, on the back page of every passport, you will find these words. This passport must not be altered or mutilated in any way.
I was trying to work. I wasn't even listening to her.
Alteration may make it invalid.
Invalid? Did you hear that? Here we are, failing Friday. Oh, it's all Mrs. Houston's fault. If she hadn't... Mrs. Houston! Good heavens, I was meeting her for lunch 3 hours ago.
What the heck with Mrs. Houston? Can my wife get another passport by Friday?
Mr. Piper... When someone mutilates a passport, there are certain rules and regulations that must be observed before another passport is issued. All I can say is, you'll have to talk to the chief at 10:30 tomorrow morning.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Edith Gresham, Louis Van Ruten, Leon Janney, and George Petrie, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.